It's KRCB's California Update. I'm Mark Prell. A new challenge faces the plan to bring bullet trains to California. KPCC's Julie Small reports on a nonpartisan voice that wants the brakes applied, well, at least for now.
Just last week, California's High-Speed Rail Authority approved a revised business plan that cut the costs of the project by $30 billion. But the nonpartisan Legislative Analyst Office still isn't sold on the idea. The new cost estimate is $68 billion, but so far the High-Speed Rail Board has secured just $9 billion of that in bond funds approved by voters and another $3.5 billion in federal grants. Not good enough, says the legislative analyst. It calls the funding highly speculative, and it says other important details are still missing. The report asks lawmakers to reject a request for $2.5 billion in bond funds to build track in the Central Valley, and another request for $1 billion to upgrade commuter rails and conduct environmental reviews. One small hope for high-speed rail, the report says lawmakers should allocate some money to continue planning. I'm Julie Small.
The University of California has admitted a record number of freshmen for the fall. That includes a more than 40% increase in the number of out-of-state and international students. Funding for the UC system has been cut by state lawmakers over the past few years, and non-California students pay three times as much to attend. California Governor Jerry Brown says he's not a fan of the strategy.
I don't like that at all. I think, but in order to help, the UC's got to continue modifying their program to come to terms with fiscal restraints, and we're going to have to find more money for the university. That's the only way it works.
University officials point out that non-resident students typically decline UC admission at a higher rate than California students. The university expects to be under the 10% cap on enrollment of non-California students. UC has admitted more than 80,000 students for the fall freshman class. That's the update. I'm Mark Prell.